With your Ag News, I'm Furman Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll have details on the work being done to provide mental health resources to farmers and ranchers. But first, a word from our sponsor.
People will appreciate the one constant through all the years has been agriculture. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But agriculture has marked the time. These fields, this way of life, it's part of our past. It reminds us all that it was once good and can be again. People appreciate agriculture. If you need seed, think ProSeed.
Good mental health and well-being bring acceptance, awareness, and understanding. With the help of checkoff funds, the Minnesota Pork Board, along with additional support from the Minnesota Pork Producers Association, is partnering with the Center for Rural Behavioral Health to provide mental health resources to farmers and ranchers. Thad Skunkweiler, the center's outreach coordinator, said the program was started in January of 2022.
The Center for Rural Behavioral Health was really started to look at how do we address the mental health issues in rural communities, and starting with workforce. So we know we have these mental health challenges. One of the problems that we didn't really fully understand was that we didn't have the resources in these communities to meet these challenges.
Skunkweiler says that they found a huge treatment gap between those needing service and those providing it.
The Center for Rural Behavioral Health's mission is dedicated to improving access to mental health care for rural and outstate Minnesota. And primarily what we're focused at doing is growing the workforce in rural communities, the behavioral health workforce, putting more trained healthcare providers in those communities that don't now have access to those resources.
To meet the demand, he says they knew they would need stakeholders to reach that goal, first with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota and Minnesota's pork organizations as agricultural partners.
Their mission of healthy people raise healthy pigs just really resonated with me. And so it was an ideal match for us. And so getting Jill and Minnesota Pork on board is a big bonus for us as we go out to meet this mission.
For more information about the Center for Rural Behavioral Health, that's available on the Minnesota State University Mankato website. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.